Well, listen, y'all. Y'all listen to the hip hop scholars right here. King Killer, Kurt G, E. Green. This is the Hip Hop Digest Show. Tune in, learn some, learn some, learn some, learn some, learn some.
The establishment has a concept of what a black should be. And in order for us, and the average black, when he reads a script to get a job in radio or television, he knows the black lifestyle that's demanded of him. And he tries to play that part. And we pass on these negative concepts to our youth. It's not the actors that's hurting, it's the people that's hurting.
Move on to the next thing. And the next thing is definitely, how do we correct it ourselves? How do we stop examining the fact that each time any one of us comes out of the box, that it is total representation for the entire race? That's a trap. Don't fall into that trap. That trap. That trap. That trap. That trap. That trap.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's your man, E. Green, minus two ribs this week.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Hey, baby, yeah. Backs or what?
Nah, these is full grown, brother.
You got any spare ribs on you?
So now everybody wants to know, what are you talking about? You got to tell them now.
Exactly.
Oh, I took a L last Sunday on my scooter. Got caught in some gravel and everything. I just basically got de-cleated.
Damn.
End of the story, ended up with two broken ribs that I didn't realize were broken, but they are.
Okay, I can hear the yumbos now. I'm falling and I can't get up.
Hey, I didn't have my button.
Your medic alert.
I was just telling y'all. I'm telling people listening too. Ain't nobody on the street helped or nothing. So if I had that button, it wouldn't work no way.
Niggas riding by looking like this motherfucker.
Look at it. Was
causing
looking,
traffic and shit. Rubbernecking. Rubbernecking ass up out of here.
All right. Well, I mean, we are certainly glad you're okay and you made it to the show.
Sir, I had a helmet on. I did take a hard head hit too, but I was helmeted up. So
there
that
you
didn't,
go.
Effect.
All right, safety first.
Not too cool, sir, for the helmet.
So. Hell no, especially with my Philadelphia Eagles full motorcycle helmet. You know what I'm saying? So I had to rock it.
All right. Well, let's get into it. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Speaking of football, I really wasn't going to bring this in because, you know, I don't like to step on the Lehmans. But we're going to get into quickly this Lamar Jackson runaway slave contract dispute with the Baltimore Ravens.
Damn.
This is exactly what this is. This is runaway slave. This is Kurt Flood. This is a lot of different things here. But the National Football League on the back of one Mr. Jackson is like, no, you don't tell us. I tell you. I buy you out.
And it's people listening to the show right now that's listening to you and go, I'd love to be that type of slave, making the kind of money that they're making.
Oh, well, and I guess I got to come in the other way because I have been all week. While all these people talking about these players and what they are asking for, y'all forget about these fucking owners that don't play shit. They sit in the booth and watch, don't risk nothing. But they don't want to pay these dudes that bring all these dollars to their stadiums and seats.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, I think there's a principle thing here. I mean, you're right. There's commentators out there saying, damn, this nigga turned down 133 guaranteed. And shit, you know, there's most people who wouldn't even turn down $133, let alone $133 million. But there is a principle here. And a precedence that was set. Now, trust and believe, I think your boy Joe Burrow,
he's going to get it.
He's going to get it. I think Justin Herbert,
going to get it.
He's going to get it. I think
boy in Buffalo going to get it.
Well, he's kind of already under contract, but his next joint, he probably going to get it. Who I'm thinking about, because all them other three quarterbacks is white, who I'm thinking about is our boy in Philly. So Howie and them going to act like, well, we can short him. He'll sign it.
Man, they better pay that man. They better pay that man. He outperformed all those names you just mentioned, because have any of them been in the Super Bowl? I don't think so.
So, I mean, I'm just saying. I just wanted to bring that up just in the fact that we see the National Football League. Clear collusion. It'll never be able to be proven.
Oh, yeah, but well, it don't need to be proven. It's very obvious. We've seen the skills that man displayed.
You know, and so, you know, I certainly root for Lamar and hopefully that he gets his money. And really what you need is an ego-driven, desperate maniac of an owner.
Like just, the one that, that signed your boy from Houston?
Well, that's what you need. You only need one of them. And what I'm hoping is that your boy Daniel Snyder on his way out the door says, fuck all y'all, I'm going to sign him and I'm going to give him every penny guaranteed. So I don't think that's going to happen. So
Danny got too many other worries.
He got a whole lot of issues.
Indeed. All right, well, let's get out of the Lehman's Lane real quick. You know what I mean? Let's get back into what we do best. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is dick measuring.
Again.
Damn.
Again?
Yeah, a little bit of dick measuring and whatnot.
Wow.
Eminem surpasses Drake as a rapper with the most Spotify listeners or the most listeners on Spotify. Now, it's a small gap, about 5,000 songs, but when you're two big commercial artists and you got the ruler out, you know, every millimeter counts. You know what I mean? Drake has lost several points, okay, in the ranking since the beginning of the year. Now, it couldn't be because of that. Y'all better catch up, that house record that his fans certainly aren't listening to. How'd that happen?
They ain't caught up yet.
They didn't catch up. Once they catch up, they're going to be all over it. He'll be back at the top again.
Is that what that is? Okay. All right. Eminem's audience has grown by another 4 million, okay? Damn. And that puts him ahead of Drake. I guess Eminem is at 10 and Drake is at number 11 on the Spotify monthly streaming charts. That's just a little bit
see
of...
See what you did, Melly Mel? See what you did for him?
Wow.
Helped Eminem out.
So it's your boy, yeah, no doubt it's probably what it was, too.
Niggas was like, who is this guy? Why is he talking about Eminem?
Mm-hmm. No doubt, everybody ran to their favorite platform and shit. And so, but I ain't worried about the Canadian and shit.
Oh, he's going to get his numbers.
Yeah, but I'm always, along with that blackface and shit, I'm going to always be throwing up that house shit. So you better know it. Always. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and this is a two in a row, this is a twofer. You know, I always wonder what's wrong with artists. And not that you can't get jerked, but people getting jerked and now several years later they're crying about it. Med accuses Stone's Throw of tricking him out of royalties on the Mad Villainy album. Said, I only got paid $500. Formerly known as Metaphor, Med, according to the California MC, said he only received $500 in total appearance fees on that album that sold hundreds of thousands of copies. He said Stone's Throw founder Peanut Butter Wolf lied and tricked him out of royalties and publishing. After 15 years of trying, he hasn't had any success in getting his money from Stone's Throw. Metaphor, he's a veteran. He knows how the industry works. I mean, what is this shit?
This shit sounds like the same shit that usually happens in these type of situations. You're there. You're thinking you're around people that are your friend, people that are cool, people that are going to take care of you. But if you ain't got no paperwork to go along with the words coming out of their mouth, then now you ain't got shit.
Damn.
Again, you know, in the next, both of these guys, in the next guy, we got a similar dispute. Med knows he took the 500. Med knows that it was a vibe in there. He knew, you know, the album was going to be special. He got in. He got in on it. MF Doom, you know, the whole Stone's Throw camp. I mean, you knew what time it was. I'm not saying I don't believe him, and I'm not even saying that they don't owe him money, but you don't have the paperwork, B. And of course Peanut Butter Wolf lied. And now that you realize it, you're not going to get any money.
Damn. Another sad story of the industry.
Well, no, yep. It's not even really sad. I mean,
it's just regular everyday business.
It's just regular, right, exactly. Because he couldn't turn down an opportunity to be on this MF Doom Mad Lib project. He couldn't.
So you're saying he's lucky to have gotten 500?
I'm saying he's lucky to get 500, but at the time that he was working on it, he was like, shit, I got to be part of this project.
Right.
And they gave him $500 and thinking that he going to get taken care of on the back end, but it didn't happen.
He knew he wasn't going to get taken care of on the back end.
He didn't read the paperwork.
There was no paperwork. It was a $500 for hire. We're hiring you that day. Now, what you can be doing is pointing to the fact that you on that.
Yeah.
And then try to parlay. That's the best you can do.
No doubt.
So.
Because nobody said he can't use it. Nobody. That's him on here. So.
Exactly.
He definitely advertised for himself.
And no doubt. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is King Crooked, formerly known as Crooked Eye. Claims that Death Row Records owes him six figures. Now, I'm sure Snoop Dogg didn't realize he had liability when he bought the label. But one of the artists is saying he got a liability, okay? The Long Beach native, okay, caused a mild stir last Friday, suggesting that he was owed six figures from Death Row Records. Crooked made the claim in response to Snoop Dogg's tweet about the entire Death Row catalog, about 17 albums, which Snoop acquired, that are going to be put back on streaming platforms. Now, I don't know what Snoop is doing. He pulled the whole joint off of streaming, and then he put it back. I don't know. I guess he's still trying to generate publicity and whatnot. So. What else? What am I doing here? You know, I got the paper here, but the lamp, I'm sorry, is too bright.
it's
shining through the paper. So anyway, he's talking about a dysfunctional family soundtrack that he was on. He said he got 9 records on that joint, and they owe him 6 figures. I bet he don't have paperwork.
Yeah, I was going to say, regardless if he's got 27 records on there, whatever, if you ain't got the paperwork, you're just blowing smoke.
So again, veteran artist, he knows how this works. I just, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like Dr. Dre. He was having him over the house a lot, and the reason why Dr. Dre had him over the house was over some old phony ass gangster. Yo, this nigga is loyal. This nigga's the only one. Like, he didn't get on the radio and diss Dre. I don't know if it was over shady business practices or any something, but he kept it loyal. And then Dre, now, I wonder, was Dre paying him, or is he continuing to keep it G?
Oh, we gonna see later. But let me ask you this, though, Killer.
My man.
So, what do you think the end game is? Do you think maybe these, specifically the two artists that you just talked about, do you think that they tried hard enough to square it away with the business part and it didn't work, so they go into the public? And if they're going to the public, what is that going to help? How is that going to help them?
Well, number one, at the time of recording, at the time of the work being put in, you're in a position where you can't say no. I mean, what was Crooked going to do? Not do the record?
Right.
You know, of course he was going to do the record. Now, you may be thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to get paid on the back end or whatever. Or, yeah, I can't wait till my royalty checks or whatever. But again, like I said, these guys are veteran artists. Now, I'm not saying they deserve to get jerked. That's just not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But at that particular time, Crooked, formerly Crooked Eye, knows that if he doesn't do the record, they're going to bring somebody else in to do the record.
There was
really no value specific to him. You know, he just had an opportunity to do records, so he's doing it. That's how I'm looking at these things, you know.
But he had to have known that the, you know, business is business. And there is no back end handshake dub put in your palm. There is none of that. You it's whatever the paperwork says. So I'm trying to understand, like, do people look off for trying to put it in the public, because what it shows is you didn't do your work.
Right, because in the end, if you think about it, you're the one that's looking bad. Because you niggas is out here talking about how you bosses and you about your business, but then you let shit like this happen to you.
But again,
and then you complain.
What was he going to do? He wasn't going to not do the record. The minute he is in this middle of a recording session talking about, wait a minute, I can't do any more. I ain't busting no more rhymes until I get paid. And the owners of Death Row, whether it be Suge Knight or Snoop Dogg, is looking at him. Oh, you act like you Lamar Jackson. I ain't paying you shit.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, that's foul of the business.
It's very foul.
That's foul of the business. Let me say I'm not unsympathetic to Med or King Crook. The business is foul, but
people know this though. You know what the business is. How many niggas have been complaining about contracts since the fucking 50s, my nigga?
So in that case, I don't like that Luminary shit that Talib doing, but at least Talib is like, fuck the business. I'm Luminary, nigga. Monthly rental fee. You want to hear my shit?
Oh, so you starting to slide over that way a little bit?
No, I'm saying that this is a guy who's saying I won't even entertain it, so I'm going to do it my way. I don't like it.
Okay.
I just want him to press up some records. You know what I mean? But, but shit. And so therefore, if Talib later complains about he didn't make no money off that Luminary shit, then I'm going to be like, well...
God damn, Frank. You did it your way.
No doubt. Indeed. So that's what's good. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we want to give a rest in peace out to one Bobby Caldwell.
Oh, man.
Can you believe it? And this is old man radio here, right here. Bobby Caldwell, you know, he's a white kid, and I guess they would have termed him blue-eyed soul, if you will. One of the best cool-out records in the history. Bobby Caldwell from New York City, Manhattan, to be specifically. His guaranteed sure shot that could get played at every African-American barbecue. What You Won't Do for Love.
Yep. Number one with a bullet.
Man.
Believe it. They even put a record with Tupac on it.
Man, look, and they had, I didn't even copy that list. The amount of people that either copied or looped or otherwise sampled that record.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even do that or whatever.
You didn't get into the one with Common either, huh?
Well, I did do that, and that light is too bright.
Time out.
Hold on once, yo. God damn it. I gotta
play. There you go.
Hold up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? No doubt. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, okay, I'm back.
Flashing again. I'm now. Back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's all good. Go ahead.
Okay, they did. Jay Dilla, what was the name of that record here? Open Your Eyes by Bobby Caldwell, sampled by Jay Dilla on Common's Delight. Mm-hmm. All right. And then he also, another big record from Caldwell was My Flame, which was Biggie's Sky's the Limit.
Mm.
That was another Bobby Caldwell record. Bobby Caldwell actually came out of that TK Records camp out of Miami. And he wrote for, and not limited to, but wrote for Amy Grant, wrote for Peter Gabriel, wrote and arranged songs for Roy Ayers.
Damn.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
Damn.
No doubt. Let's see, Chicago.
So is Roy Ayers out the wit? I'm just kidding.
Anyway, let me, Chicago, Natalie Cole, Roberta Flack,
wow,
Al Jarreau, and Boss Skaggs. That's just the name of a few. Yeah.
Busy with mega platinum niggas.
Yeah. Bobby Caldwell was a paid individual, but that singular record, and as well as the samples that are on his albums, kind of too numerous to name. We named the most famous ones. Yeah. But that Bobby Caldwell, I'm telling you, if I was in good voice, I'd start singing it.
Yo, I was just talking to Cookbook about him a couple of weeks ago. Cookbook didn't even know he was black. I mean, Cookbook didn't know he was white.
Oh, really?
That.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of soul.
Indeed. So we want to say rest in peace to Bobby Caldwell. That is in all of our, at least us three here, in our life soundtrack, big time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Heard that song quite a few times just this year.
Man. No doubt. I should have pulled the record out because you know I got it.
Of course.
No doubt. All right. So last week I had challenged. Well, somebody challenged me. Somebody, one of my coworkers who I put up on the show, was like, I'm from, in his North Carolina slang, you know, y'all ain't got, I know we got some rappers from where I'm from. Can you do North Carolina? And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, that sounds like a challenge, you know?
So we're doing North Carolina, the best rappers from North Carolina.
Well, wasn't the best rappers. Like, we did in Philly, we did five history-making records that came from the city of Philadelphia, for, in our opinion.
Right.
Okay? I think similarly, the same thing would be like a pseudo-history of North Carolina, the important rap records.
Oh, so you didn't say that.
Well, I mean, okay, but it can be, look.
You can do that. You can add that in there.
Yeah.
You can add that in there.
That can be part of the criteria. Okay, yes. Okay. That can be part of the criteria.
The only thing I did was name the names of the rappers that I thought were my best rappers out of North Carolina.
Okay.
And being that I was down bad, I didn't do the homework, but I can still spit off the top. You know what I'm saying? I can still freestyle.
All right. All right.
So, okay, G, now I could only come up with four.
I came up with five. I came up with five plus a history joint, because the first time I heard of somebody from North Carolina that was rapping was actually Yag Fu Front.
Well, that's on my list.
Was actually Yag Fu Front was the first time I heard of somebody from North Carolina that was out there doing their thing.
That's on my list as well.
But
okay, so you want to go ahead and run through yours? And then I'll run through mine, and maybe we can get some semblance. Like I said, I couldn't come up with five. I could only, and shit. And then the one in there could be, I don't know, somebody would disqualify the one I got. So.
Okay. So I got.
Let's get it.
Okay. I got Fred Durst. I got Jermaine Dupri. I got Cordae. I'm just bullshitting.
Yeah, I was just looking at you like,
I'm just being silent.
Right, this nigga's like.
And Jermaine Dupri is from North Carolina, but he
ain't claiming it. Right, exactly.
Yeah, but I do actually like some records by Cordae, though. I ain't gonna front. But okay, here's my official list. From number five, I got Big Pooh at number five. I got J. Cole at number four. I got Rhapsody at number three. I got Superstition at number two, and I got Fonte at number one.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good respect there of artists from North Carolina, well-balanced. I think that we could have came up with the artists very easily.
Right.
And whatnot. So on my list, I came up with four important records, sort of like we did it in Philly, and maybe one of those may be in question. This is kind of in order. First would start would be Petey Pablo, and you should have known that he was going to be on the list. And we don't like the idea of Petey Pablo. Petey Pablo was around at the beginning of that crunk movement. Okay. It's very interesting. That Raise Up is probably, I'm not saying it's the first crunk record, but it's got to be really one of the most important crunk records. You know what I mean? Because it was a huge record, and Atlanta, you know, it was still Goody Outkast, still pretty much in 2001 when this record came out. Once Petey Pablo came out with this, man, next thing you know, bone crushing the rest of them niggas. It was over. You know what I mean? So I'm saying Petey Pablo would be important. Again, Raise Up, Jive Records, 2001.
Attention.
Yeah.
Again, no doubt. The next one on my list is due to a member of this particular group.
Okay.
And he was from North Carolina, and that was Ski Beats. Yeah, we know him as we know him now as Ski Beats, but he was Ski from the group Original Flavor. Back in the 80s, he was known as MC Will Ski, but when that I Got You Open, that when that rap, obviously it's noteworthy because it was Hov's first appearance on Wax. Okay, he's already on with his group, and he starts off the record, starts off Ski, and then that's, but he's from North Carolina. Atlantic Records, Atlantic Records, 1993. I mean, the whole group wasn't from, but he was from North Carolina. So again, we know him as Ski Beats, but he was known once as MC Ski from the Original Flavor. All right.
All right.
The next one after that was Lil Brother as a unit. Kurt G already rocked them. Their first 12-inch on ABB Records in 2002. In that, now, let me show you how interesting that was. You obviously, everybody knows what the Petey Pablo record looked like in 2001. Okay, but the Lil Brother, Whatever You Say and Light It Up is such a dope 12-inch. Just a year later, you wouldn't even realize what would have going to take place in the career of Lil Brother, and ultimately what it would
that
take
off the Chitlin' Circuit. What did that come off?
No, that was their first 12-inch off ABB. Not this is around. This is before the Listening.
Okay,
this is not the Chicken Circuit. Now before all of that, you know what I mean? In 2002, their first 12-inch.
I thought Chitlin' Circuit 1.5 was better.
No, this is just a 12-inch, B.
No, I'm just saying, though, the regular Chitlin'
Can't
Circuit.
Can't lose either way, bro.
Yeah, the Chitlin' Circuit 1.5 was crazy.
So, no doubt. I have that on vinyl, which is a rare commodity these days.
Man, you better cut it out. You acting like one of them young rappers. You like fucking you a money phone with your records right, up to
he's
your
He's holding
head
records
and
up to his ear and shit.
All right, no doubt. And to what I think is first, and I believe to be, in my humble opinion, the most important record out of the state of North Carolina. Again, as mentioned by Kurt G, Yag Roo Front, Looking for a Contract, Mercury Records, 1993, that bass line. Doon, 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 as they cutting up that, who sang that Been Around the World? Lisa Stansfield.
Lisa Stansfield.
They cutting that up. Yeah, they cutting that up like wide open with impunity. It's crazy. So, yes, Yag Roo Front. I love the record. I love the video. Got the record, too. You talk about stunting. All right. So,
is that you got more?
No, that's it. Those are my four most important records. It's sort of a retrospective of North Carolina important records. I'm sure people on the text chain will get in on this or whatever and correct us and say, oh, damn.
Can I get in?
My man, please do.
Okay, because y'all said ones that I definitely would have said, but I was wondering if we were going to do Lil Brother as a group or as individuals. I was wondering.
I did them individual.
And I did it just as a group just because of the record.
Gotcha. Well, I'm not going to spend too much time because y'all fronted on DaBaby. I'm going to just pass right on by that and laugh at it. But
you can throw DaBaby on your list.
Huh?
You can throw DaBaby on your list. That nigga think he's one of the best rappers in North Carolina.
I'm just saying,
not the
I'm
best.
Just saying. Best? I don't know about best by far.
In his mind, I'm saying he think he made the best.
Oh, yes. I'm sure he does. But there was one that I did not hear from y'all that I wanted to throw out just to see what you think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that, I know he's a producer, but he also rhymes. And that's Crisis.
Again, only because my focus was on the actual records.
Crisis got some
Crisis
albums
got
that
some
I like,
yeah, he does.
He's on the beats more than he's rhyming.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And who I was going to throw in there was Black Sheep, but they're actually from Queens, but they met in North Carolina.
Well, Big Daddy Kane lives in North Carolina. Should we put him on there?
Well, you know, ain't nobody going to give you credit for that one.
No doubt.
Nah, okay. He ain't make no records in North Carolina. Okay.
If he did, ain't nobody listened to him.
So, that's so true. So that being the case, yeah, there's probably people I'm sure that we miss. But again, I was just looking at the important records. And Kurt G kind of focused on the MCs. So, all right, that's what's good. You know what I'm saying?
I got one MC that's from North Carolina, Young Boy, too, that his album made the album of the other week at the end of the show. Mr. Reuben Vincent. That's my Young Boy right there.
Okay.
Yeah,
he got the commercial viability going.
Oh, all right. That's what's up. All right, you know how we do. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is a two-part thing. First, it is Logic's cover of Ice Cube's It Was a Good Day.
It definitely wasn't a good day.
No, it wasn't.
Mm.
That nigga was definitely, maybe it was. He might have been smoking some really good shit.
No, it wasn't. That was an ill-advised move from Logic. Look.
I want to know why. I haven't listened to the record because when I saw Ice Cube's son getting involved, I was like, yeah, I'm not fucking with that. But have you heard the song? Have you heard? It's a cover, right?
Yes, yeah, it's a cover. It's a cover. I heard it. Yes, I did. I listened to the entire song.
So did I. It's a cover, and he's not rapping it. He's singing it.
Lounge singer style.
He's lounge singer style.
Yes. Ill-advised.
Yeah, it's ill-advised.
Damn.
And so the record wasn't good, but there's a couple of things. Now, I've seen Ice Cube's son involved, but Ice Cube himself is like, do you.
Ching, ching.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what Ice Cube is saying.
Right, that's all that was.
You get a bunch of spins.
Right, Ice Cube is like, that ain't nothing but free money. Go ahead. You know, Ice Cube took the Weird Al Yankovic. That's what he thinks about it, basically. Mm. You know, fuck it. I'm going to get paid anyway, so I'm good. So, wow. And then on top of that, this is part two, okay? We broke down a record. Logic has words for your boy Joe Budden. Now, we're not going to continue to cover Joe because, like Kurt G said...
Joe came at him first, though.
Well, that's true. But we're not going to continue to cover Joe because, like you said, he's now, you know, he's not even a troller. He's a troller. He's a fishing troller with a gigantic net. Mm. Okay, he's not a troller. He's a troller with a huge whale net, you know, trying to ensnare anybody he can. All right. Joe Budden's basically said to him, I hate to continue to make a career at your expense, but I beg of you. I'm pleading with you. These are the correct words. These are the exact words. Please join me in retirement, Joe Budden says about Logic. And basically says, never step near a mic again. You're the worst.
Wow.
So now, of course.
Wow.
Now, of course, Logic is going to defend himself. But again, Kurt G told us, he warned us what Budden's career is. Mm-hmm. And what it is going to be. So therefore, he is not a troller. Let me repeat.
He's a troller.
He's a troller. He's a fishing troller with a whale net trying to ensnare anybody he can. Okay?
Damn.
So, wow. And as well as biting our slang, man, he's using the word panda way too much for my comfort level.
I will forget that dude. What did Logic say in response?
So, in response, Logic took the high road. He said, you know what? What I might end up doing, okay, is making a tribute record to all the Golden Age rappers. And I might call it Logic's Greatest Hits and do all the Golden Age hits that he grew up with. And get all those artists paid and make sure I get them their publishing.
Ooh.
And I'm going to take care of all the legends of the 90s.
Ooh, nice clap back.
Oh, yes. But now you got to do it.
Now you got to do a whole lounge singer album.
Yeah.
With all those classics from the 90s.
Yeah. And he said then he going to get all his fans to support it. So now what we need to discuss here, is this is similar ground. And you know what it reminded me of?
Snoop Dogg?
Mm-mm. No way. Hell no. Reminded me of your boy, Macklemore, on that record Downtown with Melly Mel, Kumo D, and Grandmaster Caz. Macklemore took a lot of incoming fire.
He ain't been the same since.
Well, he did put out some good hip hop though. Since
he has put out good hip hop.
He has put out great hip hop.
Been on top of the changes. The charts He's done with the charts. No, they're right. Through with that nigga now.
Yeah, yeah, the charts.
You trying, to hang around that hip hop shit, nigga?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, so that's true. The charts threw him overboard.
From both sides, the charts and the people for
yes,
doing that.
Yes, he did. But what he did is what Logic is sort of contemplating, that, you know why, the rest of y'all motherfuckers always talking shit about respecting veterans and this, that, and the third. I'm going to put money in the pocket. And he put money in the pocket of those three veterans.
And yeah. And also what Macklemore did is what we always talk about, these paid niggas. You got enough money, let's make some real hip-hop.
Right.
Yeah.
Macklemore did it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so here's Logic. Threatening to do it. Now, whether that really happens or not, who knows? But he's at least threatening to do it. Juxtapose that against Joe Budden's, who just a couple of weeks ago was like, don't you feel great when people fail? Don't you feel great when people, niggas selling their ass? I mean, gloating at the fact that really nobody else, or he's one of the less than five African-American podcasters who get paid. And gloating about it, him and Nori.
Things done change.
And the thing about it, in real talk, and the thing about it, Logic really should have really went in with that nigga on that point. Logic music career is much more successful than Budden's.
It is.
Much more paid than Budden.
Yeah, Budden's music career wasn't nothing compared to this nigga's.
I'm just saying, if you want to talk about that type and you want to frame it in that way, man, Logic should have just been, man, Logic, he should have went, he's talking about receipts and bank accounts, he should have went hoes.
You should have retired before you got with Slaughterhouse, nigga.
Man, what? That's what I'm saying. He should have went hove on that nigga. You know, you want to take a peek at my bank account? I'll give you a little glimpse. It's crazy.
But the point in that, the point of that to me is that it's greater that he didn't.
Right, because it's the way he did it. It's greater
that he hit him with a subliminal sort of, but smacked in the face with a subliminal sort
of. That's the type of shit that make a nigga shut up. Because there's no comeback. He's waiting for him to go in on that nigga on some hove shit. Because then he'll go come back at him and slap him around.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Then the next thing you know, there's white privilege being thrown around and all this shit.
Yeah.
And he's got to defend that he's mixed. And Joe Budden will be like, I don't give a fuck.
I think the term is biracial.
Biracial, whatever. But I'm just saying that's what he's going to have to come. That's where the conversation is going to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's where it would have ended up at, in some bullshit conversation that didn't need to happen. That's what would have happened.
Mm. The smart young man for taking it the way he did.
He did. He went Michelle Obama on it.
Mm. Oh, we go higher?
he went high on it.
Oh, wow.
He went high.
No doubt.
Most niggas definitely would have went in the trenches with that nigga.
Right.
But they'd have just been more of his, whatever that name is, show fodder.
Right, because they would have lost, because he's got a big platform and a big mouth. So he's gonna keep going, and the only way you're gonna get a chance to respond is on your little accounts or out here making records.
Mm.
Pump me up.
He should do that record. He should cover that.
Oh, that would be rich. Oh. And your boy Buttons would shut the hell up. Oh,
no, he wouldn't. Goodness. He would go the fuck off. But that would really show if you really own that shit or not. Be like, I did your record.
Ooh.
I paid Def Jam to do your record.
Ooh. And I know who the publishing is. Searchlight Publishing. Oh, B, there's just so many ways Logic can just come at this cat, yo. I know it wouldn't be in Logic's best interest to do so.
No.
I know it wouldn't. And I think for me, like much like Macklemore, Logic, yeah, I think he's a real hip hop kid, yo. I think he really loves hip hop. And I know he does the music that, and what makes him different than any of these other niggas. Okay? Cause he's just doing the music that's getting him paid. And it's not very good. I get you that. I grant you that. Although he's done a lot of real hip hop though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
So in that way, he kind of reminds me of Macklemore, and that's why I bring Macklemore up in that way.
Well, there's only a few artists that I can think of off the top who've done a record with Wu-Tang, And Logic is one of them.
Hey.
He's got another one on this album, too.
Hey, I'm saying. Yeah, so
hometown kid.
Yeah. So shout the shout the Logic, yo, up there at 355 in West Deer Park, Muddy Branch Road and shit. You know what I mean?
Stop that killer.
I know where you from, kid.
he named the album College Park.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm just saying, yo. I know where you from, kid.
College Park, Maryland.
But he ain't from College Park.
He not, but that's what he named it, College Park.
He from Gaithersburg, like I said, 355 West Deer Park, over there by Muddy Branch Road. What's good? You know what I mean?
Leave that man alone. It's the wrong climate to be putting out Arius B.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know how niggas be motherfucking doing that shit.
You know, them young boys ain't listening to us anyway, so it don't matter.
That's true. Shit. That's true. No doubt. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is it's ill-advised to do so.
Another one.
Yeah. So we got a couple of high regarded producers out there feeling themselves, and really high regarded, they feeling themselves, yo. Logic and Hit-Boy rap over each other's beats on a new Logic? Joint. I'm sorry, did I say Logic?
Oh, you're there.
God, yeah. Alchemist and Hit-Boy rap over each other's beats on a new joint single released over the weekend, Slipping in the Darkness. I didn't listen to both joints. I did catch the clip of each of them on their respective production machines. Hit-Boy feeling himself. I didn't know you needed to wear gloves to hit the drum machine pads, but
they matched the pads.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, they matched the pads. They probably paid him to wear that shit.
Okay, that's what's up.
There's checks that come with that. Right,
pandering. So and then you got the Alchemist, and of course, highly regarded guys. I mean, these guys at the height of their power right now, but there's a lot of ill-advised moves.
Alchemist been on the mountain for a long time.
The Alchemist, yes, but he's now just commercially high regarded. We know Alchemist from way back.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? We're familiar. The commercial guys is acting like, yo, this Alchemist guy's incredible. We like, what? We were saying that 15 years ago, boss. All right, or longer. Yeah. So, but I digress. But there's a couple of moves here that people are making and that they're mistakes, even from these gentlemen. The first mistake is, and I'm going to get this out of the way, Alchemist rapping.
But Alchemist been rapping.
B, stop. I know, okay, that's cool, busting a couple of rhymes every now and then, here and there, but all this way too much Rock Marcy, way, you know, shout rest in peace to Prodigy, I get it, just don't do it. We don't need you being a lead guy on an album. We don't need it.
You just dropped a single, B.
B, relax, I'm No. I know how these guys,
next
how
thing they you're heads, doing the album together.
Exactly. Well, no. Next thing you know, Alchemist is doing an album. Because look, the reality is that all this when guys were low money, and that includes Rock Marcy. I don't care Conway. Any of these other cats who was messing with him on a regular would come through and do verses on his production, favor for a favor. Didn't cost them a lot. They want money now. They ready for the bag. Rock Marcy's his boy. But if you want Rock Marcy to rhyme on his album, you know, Marcy want the full purse.
Okay? Do you blame him?
I'm not saying I blame him. But
that's what we talked about earlier.
Be a story.
Earlier, we just talked about these niggas. Med not getting paid.
Right.
$500, my nigga.
So all these new York guys now, they want a purse.
They, okay. And as well as they should.
Oh, wait, they don't want a satchel?
I hope they ain't got no satchels, my nigga. Or a fanny pack.
Okay, but maybe you're right. Maybe they want a satchel. Let's assuming that they want an instrument to put their money in as you deliver it to them. All that being the case, you know, maybe Alchemist is saying, you know what, I'm going for self. I'm going Diamond D style.
Ooh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so that type of thing, you know what I mean? So I think the whole album of Alchemist himself doing it himself,
but
don't do it.
Bussing rhymes.
Damn,
I can't get on board with that one.
Okay, do we have whole LPs with just Alchemist Dolo in it?
I can't. Over the years, I can't recall one. I know he's been on quite a few records rapping.
We live in a ghostwriter era. B, can't get some ghostwriters?
Well, I don't. I'm not. It doesn't matter to me if he's writing or not.
Damn.
It's just a matter of him. You know, a lot of in front of the camera now. Because, again, he's had the...
Oh, listen to Suge Knight over here.
Look, just like...
Damn.
Look, check it out. Just like the amount of New York rappers who are now leading the way. Well, Alchemist is feeling like, hey, look, I need to get this satchel or instrument of money delivery, too.
Oh, he's getting his bread.
Okay, well, you would think, right?
All these drug dealers / rappers.
Exactly.
They're breaking him off a snack for a beat.
I'm saying. So,
at least.
All right, so let's get off Alchemist for a minute. You know, that was my piece I'm saying as far as that goes. The second ill-advised movement was your boy, Hit Boy, filming himself, challenging either pre or post-release, challenging his Southern trap counterparts, who I know one was Mustard, and who was the other one? God damn it, man.
There were like three of them. I saw that.
Yeah, it was Mustard. It was the kid from the West Coast was Mustard from the West Coast.
Yeah, that's Mustard.
I thought the other kid was from the West Coast, too.
I thought it was two kids. I know it was definitely...
Young Berg, nigga. He changed his name. His name is Hit something, too, right? Hitmaker.
Oh, it was Hit. Okay.
Hitmaker, that's his name. He changed his name from Youngberg to Hitmaker.
And it was the other kid from Atlanta. Not Mike Will. Oh, damn it. It was one of them big trap niggas. Metro Boomin.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you go.
Metro don't trust you. I'm going to shoot you.
So, all that being the case, here is one of, like I said on the text chain, and I repeat my words, here is a trap general.
Uh-oh.
Challenging all of these guys. Because they ain't chopping up soul samples, sir. Please go ahead. I see you got your finger
all the way in.
Okay,
I'm gonna have to stop you.
You gotta just cut me.
I'm gonna have to cut you real quick.
Okay.
Your boy, Mr. Hit Boy, was just chilling, minding his business, doing his thing with his red gloves on the MPC.
Did somebody put a mic under his mouth?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
That nigga, Youngberg / Hitmaker. Got on, was he on Hot 97? I think it was Hot 97.
Oh.
And got diarrhea of the mouth.
Oh, okay. Now, here's the backstory. I was not up. Thank you, G.
The nigga started talking shit about Hit Boy. Talking about Hit Boy ain't got as many hits on the radio as he does. Hit Boy has been around a long time, and Hit Boy's very popular. And Hit Boy's got Grammys or whatever, but Hit Boy ain't on the radio. Hit Boy ain't making hits for the radio. Like I'm getting more radio spins, more plays. Mm. And the soundtrack to niggas' lives over the last 5-10 years is me. Mm. I made these records. I'm that shit. Basically what he's saying. And Hit Boy heard it. And next thing you see him with MPC red gloves rhyming over Alchemist beat, going at this nigga. But I don't know why he added them other niggas in there. But that kid I see.
Okay, early. So, thank you, Kerr G, for clearing up the backstory. But still, I believe that it is still an ill-advised move.
It is.
Because, now, this is the thing. Now, because Hit Boy, and this is the reason why I say it gets kind of feel, because there's a movement afoot here.
Right.
There's a movement afoot here. And when I seen a bunch of young boys at the Nas concert in response to Hit Boy's beats, which are more in the traditional hip-hop
right
field of things,
there could be a groundswell getting ready to come off, and the soundscape might be getting ready to change,
right? And that it will be largely due to Hit Boy. And now Hit Boy out there talking about chopping soul samples. Now
I ain't mad
either.
These young boys that's 10 years old now, I'm talking young kids,
right?
10 years old getting interested in getting a sampler and sampling, or even if they sampling on their keyboard and sampling records and chopping and going back to that again and getting that sound again.
I don't believe the trap fans are gonna panic on this here.
I don't think so either.
They're not gonna panic because they run shit.
Right. Oh, no doubt. They're not gonna panic here. But it is.
But they need to be looking in their rearview mirror.
Right. It is a concern. That if you get a groundswell, and now, you know, the thing that Hit Boy is getting, that Mustard and this kid who's on the radio, whatever his name is, is now, obviously he's paid and he's on the radio, but now what this looks like, what Hit-Boy is getting, that sort of hard body respect from veterans. And now you got Benny the Butcher saying me and Hit-Boy got an album coming out. And you can bet he got veterans lined up. And these young guys, they don't, you know, these young guys, man, they're tap dancing on a hot tin roof. Because the minute the hits don't come, and I did mention Mike Will made it, but you haven't heard from him in a minute.
I just don't see. I understand what you're saying, how it could change the horizon and all that kind of stuff, but they're doing such a great job of what they do and they're having such great success. I don't think they'll give a fuck about your boy.
B. But see, this, you know what this reminds me of, though?
What's that?
This reminds me, not that, this is a groundswell that could be happening. This could be a little earthquake under the sea that could turn into a tsunami. If these niggas at on this trap game don't tighten up with they shit, if they just keep on cruise controlling this shit and keep on thinking that they're just going to keep on making the same retread shit over and over again, and every generation after generation is going to continue to like it, there's going to be a generation that comes along like, fuck what my big sister likes.
Oh, yeah.
I want to like my own shit. I don't want to like what they like. Oh, chopping samples? Is that what? Let's go with that. That's some shit that's 30 years old. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what that sounds like.
These cats will be out the way then, though. They will have made their marks,
but I'm saying they might have made their mark, but I'm saying that is what could be coming.
Well, Kurt,
if they ain't paying attention to the rearview mirror,
okay.
I.e., I always think about when Bodak came along.
Yeah.
And old girl was running shit.
Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
And Bodak was coming, but she wasn't paying her no attention. She was in the rearview mirror because she was up front just driving. Like, man, all these bitches, they behind me. I run this. Next thing you know, Bodak passed her ass. At the last second, the hit crossed that tape. And she's running shit now. And now she is coming up in the second place. Maybe even third behind Megan.
Yeah, she's on vacation right now, so we don't know.
But
they were still of the same tree, the same branch, though.
Oh, it was still bra and panty.
Yes, they were. But I'm just saying, as far as how you need to be paying attention to the people that's coming along. If you ain't paying attention, they're going to pass your ass.
Really, what makes that the best analogy is that you don't, man, Nikki, she was an insurgent for at least a decade.
Exactly, running shit.
She's an insurgent for the bra and panty for a decade. Okay, longer than her predecessors, longer than Foxy, longer than Kim. Their runs were 2, 3, and 4 years, respectively. And in this, look, you're not going to bring down the entire...
You're going to bring... The whole Trap Nation is not
going to... Yeah, you're not going to bring down...
Gentlemen, let me just say this real quick, because I don't want to lose this thought. My shit ain't right now. I don't want to lose this thought off a fucking deep breath and hurt my chest. If you had said Rhapsody was coming along and was changing the landscape.
You're missing my point.
Yeah, you totally missed the point.
My point was an analogy of you need to pay attention to what's coming. If you don't see what's coming, you're gonna get passed. She didn't see Bodak coming, or if she did, she didn't pay no attention. Like, this bitch can't pass me. I'm the shit. I.e., trap music. This new groundswell that Hit-Boy's running. If they ain't paying attention, to fuck around and they're gonna get passed by this shit.
But here's what I'm saying though. They're Hit-Boy and Nas have been doing this, right?
Right.
Who else?
Well, now, but he's, like I said, now his next joint with Benny the Butcher is coming. So the point
else
I'm
is
saying
doing it besides Bodak. You know what I'm saying? It was just Nikki by herself. It wasn't nobody other females at the top commercially running shit. Nikki was running it hard. And the next thing, like, who else is out here? Nobody but Nikki. Next thing you know, Bodak comes along, goes past her ass.
But not Metro Boomin, Hit-Boy is challenging people to change, though.
Yeah, but yes. This is the thing, though. This is the thing. I'm telling you, G, when I looked at that Madison Square Garden concert and the guys panning all over the fucking garden, I'm thinking it's the garden's going to be a bunch of motherfuckers our age. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking bunch of young bulls in there.
So you're saying that the audience is there for that shit.
I'm saying he's bringing people who were true trap heads totally.
Well, they got to get older too, B.
Well, I'm not saying that they older. No, young boys.
I'm saying these young boys listening to that shit that they was listening to, like when we were young, people expected us to slide over into the, you know, smooth jazz, so to speak. Maybe it's just inevitable for these trap cats to slide over into a sample-based type of hip-hop. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I do see your point now that we've discussed a little further, yes. But I just don't know if these guys can see outside of themselves enough, like your girl Nikki.
And they're going to get passed.
No, of course not. No.
They're going to get passed because they're not paying attention to
these niggas. But that's the way it's going to happen. That's the way it's going to happen. Because no one's going to do an introspective. No trap guy, no self-respecting trap guy is going to find himself buying records and trying to, what's his chop soul shit? No, that's not going to happen. It's going to happen the way Kerr G says it's going to happen. You ain't looking in the rearview mirror, and the next thing you know, there's a tractor trailer. Boom. You know, you run over. So, and cats like us, we've been wanting to predict this shit, the fucking, I ain't even going to say take over. Shit, I like a 30% chop off the trap ass just to try to balance the music a little bit.
Exactly.
No doubt. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's where I'm going with it. I don't care if trap can stay around forever.
Yeah.
But at least balance it.
Yep.
Right.
Agree.
So. That's what's up. So, that's all I got. I'm trying to think here. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. What not. So, anybody got anything left over?
Not right now. I'm just trying not to breathe too hard.
Boy, man, you are the damn stormtrooper tonight, my nigga.
Yeah, y'all.
your ass is in here.
Yeah, your
broke
boy.
Ribs like a motherfucker.
Yeah, your boy. Yeah. Shit, he playing hurt tonight, y'all.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I got what Patrick Mahomes got just for the game.
Oh, I thought you got some of that Brett Favre.
Oh, no, I ain't fucking with Brett Favre. No.
Nah. All right, well, let's do what we got to do. Let's get into the Digital Freaks Albums of the Week.
All right, this week's Digital Freaks Albums of the Week is Uncle John and Look Damien, The Dead Don't Die. That's Uncle John and Look Damien, The Dead Don't Die, brought to you by Mr. Peter Johansson. And then we got one of these, definitely a nigga you're going to see a lot, Mr. Mac Homie, Notorious. That's Mac Homie, Notorious, brought to you by Mr. Matt. Damn, Mac Homie got another one. All
right. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, let me tell you something about that Mac Homie,
man. Oh, the nigga can rap his ass.
Let me tell you something about that, man.
I can't front on him.
Boy, he is so nice. And these niggas with this fucking, this warped record loop. You know how back in the days the record would maybe sit in the sun and it would get it would get fucking warped and play fucked up? These niggas is looping that shit up now, yo.
Well, they're looping it clean and warping it with an effect.
That's true. Yeah, they're warping it with an effect. But I'm like, damn, these niggas is looping the warp records now. And I'm just like, whoa, I see y'all trying to push it.
Oh, yeah. And then we got... Speaking of North Carolina, I mentioned my young boy earlier, Reuben Vincent, Love is War. That's Reuben Vincent, Love is War.
All right. That's what's good, yo. So no doubt, shout to Matt, shout to Peter, for Digital Freaks out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And what I want to say is, now, if you really want the Digital Freaks, the real dump gods.
Yes, you're going to find out why we call them dump gods.
You got to be on the text chain, then you're going to really know what time it is.
Some niggas will get 20 posts in a row with nothing but albums and singles.
Set your library up real good one day.
I say turn off your notifications because your phone will be blowing the fuck up.
But let me tell you something, though. But you know what? I scroll through that. I click on the junk. You know, that just makes it real convenient for me. That's why I'm just telling them that I really appreciate all the posts. I pick what I want. I kind of listen to. And that Mac Homie, whoo, boy, that's my man. So, no doubt. All right. So, what can I say? We're going to do it like we usually do it because, well, Joe Budden, stop biting.
Damn.
This is our joint.
Shots fired.
See y'all next week. Good night.
Peace.
One.
Quarter past 12, still not paid. Quarter make cash straight octane. From the old ways, learn some new things. Gotta give thanks for the scrapes off the loose change. Just a jig crate for the brakes, tryna move things. Something we can lace and not get ganked by the shoestring. Should've been more patient, bit the plate, got a loose frame. Still they know I'm capable, mistakes might've made a few. That's way before the mood change. Life on pediment, there's no telling it. Made through my revenue, gave to my brethren. Father dropped hella jewels, said that I look better rich. And now I got that fever pitch in room, I'm the elephant. Can read my palms for the evidence. All my days are long, counting scars like a veteran. Up into the dawn, from the dawn, and I'm settling. Barred in a residence, bars for the medicine. Far from the elements, not the one to meddle with. Don't know where my error is. Even on the edge, I never slip. And I stay up on the ship, put some matches on the checklist. Making for the breakfast, praying for the restless.
You come with me. Okay. Okay, I come with you. It ain't far.
Quarter past eight, still got my head on straight. Because my walls don't talk and my alarm don't shake. I evolved in the dark, turned my home to a base. Kept a ball in my park, watched it all fall in place. When it all falls apart, I keep it moving like a freight. Got no problem staying awake, I got so much left at stake. I just got up from the rubble, never crumble underway. I just beat another struggle, put that supper on a plate. Nothing could unread the eyes, tried to hide but to shine. You made it just in time, I've been putting overtime. At night I come alive, nothing you could undermine. Need you to pick a side, got that from my mother's side. Catch me staying up at night, never flip that open sign. Never pick another sky, just the way I hold ties. Always chasing old highs, catch me in that coal mine. They be sleep with both eyes, but I never close mine, yeah. And you can read my palms for the evidence. All my days are long, counting scars like a veteran. Up into the dawn, from the dawn, and I'm settling. Barred in a residence, bars for the medicine. Far from the elements, not the one to meddle with. Don't know where my error is. Even on the edge, I never slip. And I stay up on a ship, put some edges on the checklist. Making for the breakfast, praying for the restless. We need to redirect it. I'll find a new directive, yeah. It ain't any objective, don't object to shit.
Straight out of Compton flow, I'm an animal. and I love you, Bo. We on that. Go on, shoot your shot. Show them you can box. We won't ever stop. That's that Puffy in me. One up to the block. Headed to the top. Got them things slapping in the car like. Who that coming round the way? Come around the way. Damn, you fine as hell. Come around this way. Roll the window down. Yeah, I like them brown. Really light them brown. Where we going now? Up the way where the boys at. Don't wear your good clothes. Cause the homies that smoke that. That. Tell them, put the money in my hand already. Banging on the cans, break it down, break it down. Everybody, what they saying now? I play you out of your bronze. To have you running up the blinds, taking they pom-poms, cheering for me and my team. While we eating on wonton, squeeting like Miyagi. I shine like the sun, so who your sponsor? I told them I'm a monster like Luke Cage. Take a shot and watch me walk away with just juice stains. Used to tell me you just wasting your time with them. And still I come around just to show them this confidence like. I bet you feel so high, got your head in the cloud, but you still come around like. I seen what you started, I know what you promised. You're on and you're popping like. Soon as you put your feet to the ground, I lace you with a packet, I allow some of that. Was the same back then as you are now. Let's hope you stick around, come on.
This is a true love story of infidelity that leads to insecurity and newfound jealousy. When love is over, you suffer the coldest. Heartbreak that can't be mended with a dozen roses. Apologies not accepted this time. It's over.
Me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
I regret it now.
A perfect match until I started getting comfortable.
I regret it
my
now.
My actions overshadow everything I done for you.
I regret it now.
I let her down, now we ain't together now.
I regret it
me
now.
Me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
I regret it
a
now.
A perfect match until I started getting comfortable.
I regret it
my
now.
My actions overshadow everything I done for you.
I regret it now.
I let her down, now we ain't together.
Every last one of us been caught up in conniving attempts of infidelity. I've been on both sides of the fence. It kind of boosts up your pride in a sense, but then it crumbles in your face when you get caught at the job of the gym. I took advantage of my lady and I must have been crazy to think that I would find some type of justification to make her understand why you was away from the house so much. Great thinking, super, you just lost all your spouse's trust. That's what I thought. I had my boys ridiculing me. Even the biggest fool could see that I was thinking foolishly. The same night the fans came to see me perform, if I go creeping in the crib around 3 a.m, I'm trying to tiptoe all slow when I enter the room. But women pick up instantly on the scent of perfume. The first night she didn't say a word, she waited about a month or two. Just when a nigga really started getting comfortable, and she was definitely mad. Everything I had was sitting in the front door in 3 separate hefty bags. The note attached read, I was there for you, how could you do me wrong? Let that other bitch take care of you. I try to call saying,
I love you, you know I do. You my heart and soul, baby.
But her mind won't change up, I'm still begging like,
baby please, I'm a change man, take me back please. I
that's
love
when the phone hangs up, damn.
Cause me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
I regret it
a
now.
A perfect match until I started getting comfortable.
Man, I regret
my
it now.
My actions overshadowed everything I done for you.
I regret it now.
I let her down, now we ain't together now.
I regret it now.
Me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
I regret it
now. A perfect match until I started getting comfortable.
Man, I regret it
my
now.
My actions overshadow everything I done for you.
I regret it now.
I let her down, now we ain't together now.
Yo, this is Super. I don't know if you got the last 10 messages I left you, but hit me back whenever you get this.
Take me to the bridge.
Oh my God. Thank the Lord for love poems and home, my God. I guess all that begging was beneficial after all. Let's move on.
Now after 6 months of begging like Keith Sweat in his heyday and bringing her flowers and candy every other payday, no longer do I have to stay away and let her be. She got back together with me and I was thinking it was all love. She forgave me, we did our best to erase my past actions I regretted in the first place. But now I'm back in a relationship that isn't for us. Me cheating on her made her jealous and insecure. Now every time I leave the house she searches down on my clothes. Sometimes I feel like I'm out on parole. Don't let me come home late, she think I'm out with these hoes.
goes. I wanna argue with her, but nah, my mouth stays closed. I'm in the doghouse. I think I would be better off alone and backtracking my own steps so I don't set it off at home. Now her attitude multiplied. Her insecurity is at an all time high for all the time she cried. And I hear, where you been? Who you with? Who you going out with? Why you all dressed up? Is that a new outfit? I know I'm responsible for these apprehensive rips, but every time she gets pissed, I'm wrapping expensive gifts. I'm making attempts to fade this little image of a pimp that's hanging over my head every time she takes a glimpse at my photograph. I think she would be better off with other dudes. So this love I lose, cause you won't let me make it up to your girl. I'm cause me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
You regret it now.
No longer do I feel comfortable.
You regret it now.
You don't care about the things that I done for you. I think I loved you even more when you was woman number two.
You regret it now.
Me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
You regret it now.
No longer do I feel comfortable.
You regret it now.
You don't care about the things that I done for you. I think I loved you even more when you was woman number two.
Her mistake was taking him back. His mistake was coming back. But who's to blame in this case? The insecure woman or the man who cheated in the first place? Another case of complicated love. Until next time, love is love, split decision.
Last time we're doing this shit.
The man behind the boards is Crisis.
One of the best to do it, maybe the best that did it. Most niggas talk about it, with rap with cool living. I paint a picture so vivid with my wordplay. I'm trying to live my life, fuck what Herb say. I don't come out to play, I head out to work. I'm in the business of making niggas head jerk. I'm trying to move units, I'm one to move hands. Yeah, I comprehend the importance of having fans, but some fans don't understand. Walk that very thin line between being a stand. Before all this rap shit, I'm first to man. I don't want you all up in my space. Stanley, just stop it. Cause after some shows, I ain't trying to chop it. And it's not hoes, niggas out of pocket. Can I live, have a moment to breathe? I just rock for 2 hours and you still want more.
They say I should be more happy and be more friendly and smile a little more, but that shit is not in me. And
these silly niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun, doing
they
me,
say
dog.
I should be more happy and be more friendly and smile a little more, but that shit is not in me. And
these silly niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog.
Check it
I'm
out.
Living life, having fun,
they
doing me, dog.
They say mothers and sons should never depart. Always stay close to the heart and stand strong through whatever, regardless of their personal problems. It should always revolve around love, but lately a nigga been cautious because it's been becoming a nuisance. When at the drop of a dime, you putting your 2 cents in with the mention of a new love in my life. She here to stay, ma. It's not just a fuck for the night. I give a fuck if you like the decision I carry. Wanna be happily married and not just stuck with a wife who can't adjust to my rapping and her lips always yapping. And that's just what would have happened if I took your advice. Got baby moms asking for more stacks, thinking my dough stacks, cause me and the boys work for Leor. I think both of y'all niggas need Prozac, but I got lawyers just in case she show her ass like Eeyore and wanna get a piece of my hits. I support my child. Baby moms ain't entitled to shit, and it hurts to write this, cause maybe now you'll understand. You gon' lose me as a son till you respect me as a
they
man.
They say I should be more loving and be more caring and give a little more, but that shit I'm not hearing. And
I'm sick of niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun doing
they
me,
say
dog.
I should be more loving and be more caring and give a little more, but that shit I'm not hearing. And
sick of these niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm having fun living like
you
doing
wanna tell me,
dog.
How I should be living and how it could be different, or how better things could be if you was put in this position. You don't understand the life that I lead, cousin, it's hard. Every flight that I leave, my wife and my seeds. I wish that I could be more involved. I leave it in destiny's hands. Just because I'm on the road don't make me less of a man. I spit it from the heart, and I don't care if other dudes are doing it. They said I should be more focused, now I'm moving units. Just as long as my name is on the tip of your tongue. Fuck your opinion, nigga. Superstition stick to his guns. And you ain't never walked a day in my shoes. Feel what I felt, so talk till your face turns blue. I'm real to myself. It's like people see you rocking from the crowd and get applause. They think your pocket's swollen cause your album is in stores. I should be more polite to my immediate fam and close friends. Fall back and let me be who I am.
They say I should be more focused and be more patient and find a better way to let off my frustrations.
Yeah, I'm sick of niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun, doing me, dog.
They say I should be more focused and be more patient and find a better way
way to let off my frustration. I'm sick of niggas trying to tell me who to be, dog. I'm living life, having fun, doing me, dog.
You know, I notice crisis don't use a washcloth. You know, every time, you know what I'm saying, every time I always get in the shower over this house, I always find pubic hairs in the bar soap. Can't even use the bar soap. To have the raw bar soap in your butt crack and all that. I might want to wash my face or my feet.
All of us fucking Lance's grandmother.